Chapter 4 Amanda awoke in the night, trying to get a grip on the dream that had startled her awake. The dream had been sad. There was still a lumpy feeling in her throat, like instant mashed potatoes that someone had made with too little hot water or milk. The feeling was all globbed up, stuck to her throat. Her room was dimly lit by only the hallway nightlight. She could see the outline of several posters featuring downhill ski champs on her wall, including American-born Peekaboo Street, German skier Katja Seisinger, and Austrian powerhouse Hermann Mayer. Amanda rubbed her temples trying to recall her dream. At least it hadn't been a nightmare. But it had been sad, and she didn't know why. Things were all mixed up in her head now. Confused and overwhelmed, she cried softly, using her pillow as a buffer, hoping she wouldn't awaken her mother. There was no need for Adelina Garcia's peaceful sleep to be disturbed, for her to come running to comfort Amanda, as she often had done in the past. No need for soothing whispers. Those days of sadness and despair were past. At least, she wanted her mom to think so. Amanda was tough enough to handle whatever junk was lodged in her subconscious. Tough and tumble, Mom liked to call her, referring to Amanda's approach to speed and daring on the slopes. So why couldn't she conquer the treacherous slopes of her daily life? There was, of course, the complication of Amanda's father, the fact that he'd never been heard from after leaving Alpine Lake when she was just 2 years old. A few rumors had filtered around here and there as to his whereabouts, but no one seemed to have any rock-solid info. Mom was perfectly entitled to remarry, having been granted a divorce due to abandonment several years ago. But the gaping hole in the whole scenario bothered Amanda. If not consciously, then it was buried deep in her heart. She knew she was taking on way too much these days. At just 12 years old, what could she do, really? Amanda knew she'd have to lighten up if she was going to impress the socks off any VIPs hanging out on the slope.